Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Live Mindfully, a place to build self-awareness and confidence to lead a purposeful and mindful life. I'm Marjolaine, your host, and today's episode will be all about the fear of missing out. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is all about FOMO. It's a new social subject. You might have used it yourself or have heard friends using it. Why are we so obsessed about being everywhere, doing everything, having the most fun, and comparing ourselves? That's what today's topic is all about. So what is FOMO? FOMO is the fear of missing out. It's actually a type of social anxiety that has been added to the dictionary in 2013 as FOMO. This is something a lot of you have experienced at different level. It's all about when you're wondering if other people are having rewarding experience from which you're not part of. So let's say you're invited for a dinner with some friends, and during that dinner you learn that there's a party somewhere else, and you're wondering if the party is more fun than your dinner. Or you're booking a trip to Paris, and you see that this extraordinary festival is happening in Croatia, and you're wondering why you didn't book Croatia and if it's more fun. It's basically a very unmindful way of living life, where you're always not feeling at the right place and you're always kind of feeling slightly unsatisfied about your situation, where you're at. Some studies or articles would say that this comes from a place of unhappiness, in the sense that if you always are wondering if something better is happening at the same time as another activity you chose, it not only affects your decision-making skills because you always feel that your decisions are not good enough, it also affects your confidence because you always wonder if you're able to make good decisions, if you're invited to the coolest thing, and it also really affects your general well-being. That's why I think they say it comes from a place of unhappiness, in the sense that you become unable to enjoy the moment and to enjoy the activity you chose, the event you chose, the action you chose to take, without having this noise in your head telling you that there's something better happening where you're not at. It's almost if you were always not invited to the coolest party. I'm talking about even just ice creams or activities. Like, if you were somewhere, you wouldn't always not be at the right place. And it is really exhausting. So fear of missing out is something that a lot of people experience for the first time when they go to university, when there is a lot of parties happening, events, organization to take place in, sports, activities, or when you travel abroad. I think a lot of the travelers, digital nomad, experience this almost on a daily basis. You travel to a place, you arrive, there's this list of things you should see. And even if you have a lot of things to do, and even if you find yourself in beautiful, gorgeous places for breakfast or at the park, somewhere in your head, there's going to be this wonder of, okay, how can I see everything? How can I make sure that I saw all the special things? How can I make sure that I'm choosing the best option in between those five options of things to see? And basically, your head is always somewhere else. When you're experiencing the fear of missing out, no matter where you're at, even if you're staring at a gorgeous bridge in France or Italy, or even if you're swimming in the biggest gorgeous lake in Canada, somewhere in your head there's going to be a little voice saying, are you sure you're at the right place? Isn't there something better out there? What if you could ask your friend if it was more fun? And you kind of, it's a circle. It really is a circle, and you fall into this circle of destruction and negativity and just lack of self-worth, where you always compare. That is also really highly influenced with social media, for sure. If you think about Instagram or Facebook, it is a way to see what's happening at any time, and it can also make you wonder if you're doing enough, if your life is enough, if you're choosing the best things. This comparison is really destructive and accentuated, and today I want to tackle how to go over this, how to come from a place of deep satisfaction wherever you are at, without having this fear of missing out, this fear of not being where you're supposed to be. So for me, how I experienced it was for the first time where I noticed this word and where I really felt that I was very in a place of fear of missing out was when I was as an exchange student in Germany. So I'm coming from French Canada. I never had a lot of travel experience before. And being in a new country where there's a lot of students from all over the world deciding to do amazing parties, activities, a student committee throwing 3-4 times a week something to attend, countries that are at a fingertip of reach that you can access every weekend to travel for such a cheap price compared to when you come from North America. And being in that setting, it was really overwhelming for me. I think within a month, I knew over 100 people, and I had been to mostly all the events and parties that were organized. And the second week, I can still remember that moment where I read online that there was a trip to Paris organized a week later, and so many people were already booking it, registered. And I had never taken the train 3 weeks before. Like, I literally had zero travel experience. And I had this feeling of, oh my God, how can people already be going to Paris? If I'm staying only 6 months, I will not have time to see it. And you kind of get overwhelmed and you get into this spiral of trying to do everything and trying to attend to the most nice events and the coolest thing and to be everywhere. And at one point, you kind of just get lost. You get so caught up in this fast pace living where you always do things and you're always engaged in activities and you're always wondering if the one you chose is right, that somehow you're not able to enjoy it fully. You're not able to fully enjoy the moment because there is always a noise in the back of your head, a small voice asking you, wait, you should look if the other thing is better. Maybe you could book yourself 3 things in one evening and attend to all of them to be sure that you didn't miss anything. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. We get overbooked in our schedule, not because we're unclever with Google Calendar and we don't know how to figure out our meetings, but mostly because sometimes we believe we can do everything and we believe we can be at all places to make sure that we don't miss anything. But the truth is, if you have one evening that is an international dinner, for example, where you're gonna get food, cook, enjoy the evening, it is much more fun, relaxing, and much less stressful if you just book yourself that one thing, attend the event, enjoy it fully, and let it be. If you come from a place where you're booking that event and figure out in your mind that it might last until 8, and then you'll have time to go to that party from maybe 8 to 10, like this cocktail, and then go to another party from 10 to 1, I'm sure some of you have done that on different scale. Now I'm talking about kind of student context, but in different situation, I'm sure you can relate. And from that point, what happens is that the first event you're at, you always have in the back of your head the time. So you wonder how long it's gonna last, at one point you could leave, how long you can still enjoy it. If it kind of takes a bit longer, you're somehow trying to work on the pace of the event, which kind of comes from a really controlling place, and it's not super healthy for you and for the others. It's not so enjoyable. And the worst thing is most likely afterward when you leave the event and you go to the other. If you arrive to the other event is not so satisfying. And you text your friend at the first event if it's more fun. And they're telling you that it's really fun. Your head is just so confused. It becomes just really obsessing where you're always wondering and comparing and asking others how it is and trying to kind of put a scale in your head of what's the most fun, what's going to bring you the most happiness. At the end of the day, none of it is. Because at the end of the day, you're always searching for something else, aiming towards somewhere else, doubting your decision, comparing yourself to others, looking at pictures and judging their quality, the quality of the event. And at the end of the day, you didn't enjoy any of it as much as you could have because you didn't allow yourself the space to just be at one place at one time. And this is a very important lesson to learn. I think FOMO is one of the first place to start practicing mindfulness and being aware of life, in the sense that if you are always somewhere else in your head and comparing yourself, you cannot enjoy the most single beautiful moment. If you think about anything you choose in life, and if you see this decision as the most beautiful for what it is, you will find a place of bliss and you will find yourself in a much, much calmer place. So this is easy to say, but how do you actually practice this? How do you come from a place of always comparing, asking others, wondering if you made the right decision, the right choice, to a place of love, joy, and bliss at any moment, and acceptance that any decision you make is the right decision? That it's not about the decisions you make, but about how you indulge the decision and how you make the best out of any choice. Because there is no best choice. There is no best place to be. there is no best pace to live life, and there is no age to do a certain thing or a certain other thing. All there is right now, and all you can do is make decisions as they come and accept them, embrace them, and just love yourself for all the decisions you make along the way. One striking point for me, I think it's where I want to start as well in terms of how to train yourself, is to find yourself a sentence that really reminds you that any decision you make can be the best decision of your life. I think it really starts from there. I remember I was in the evening and it was 5 a.m. after a party where the whole evening didn't go as planned and we ended up in a very boring place. And I was not enjoying myself because I was wondering if we should have chosen that other thing, if 2 hours earlier we should have went to that other place. I was so caught up in my head. And that girl, she was from America, and I just got to know her at that hostel, and she told me, it's not about the decision you make, but about what you make out of all the decisions. And right now I am choosing to enjoy myself and to enjoy this dance and to close my eyes and to let loose. And this somehow really resonated with me. The fact that it was not important. It was not important what we chose 4 hours ago. It was not important where we were, where other people's were. What was important is that right now we were right there, and all we could do was to find a way to make this the most fun moment ever. And I still remember that dance. I still remember being in that random bar in a random town, closing my eyes with a lot of people that were way too drunk beside, and we were completely sober at that moment. And closing my eyes and just dancing and just feeling the music and just feeling the moment and just being there for once, being in that moment, being immersed in this beautiful, beautiful moment that was on paper not great. On paper, it was not cool. The whole evening was a half catastrophe of event, but it was amazing because I accepted that this is where I was and that this was the best it could get if I made the best out of it. So I really invite you to find a sentence in your head that resonates with you in terms of decision making, that you will always keep kind of in your pocket, and know that every time you make a decision, you are in peace with the decision and you choose to make the best out of it. And you don't doubt the decision. You don't come back to it. You don't take an hour to decide for ice cream flavor. You try to take time to enjoy life and reduce the time you spend wondering if life is right. For me, the sentence that girl said really, really resonated with me, and I still use it sometimes when I have bigger decisions to make. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if you accept that you can't know everything, you can't have control over everything, and you're not a medium, you don't know which event is going to be the coolest. Maybe the lecture given by a professor is going to have like a special thing that's going to be the most special thing ever, and the festival you were attending is going to be raining and not so fun. We don't know what the future holds. All we know is that at a certain moment and place, we can ask ourselves, what do I want right now? Not what is best, not what is the coolest, not what is the best logical decision, but what do you really feel like doing? What do you want right now? That's all you know, and make the decision from right now, not from variables you don't have a control over, not from ideas you don't have a control over, just from what you know. And most of the time, if you ask yourself, okay, there's an event tonight, but maybe the event is cool. Do I even want to go? Is it really what's going to bring me the most joy right now for my state of mind, my energy level, where I'm at in my head and my space? You know, it's all about you living life and enjoying it to its fullest with your waves of ups and downs, your energy level. And you have to always re-ask yourself, is it really what I want right now or what I should be doing? Come from a place of doing things for you that you love, that you genuinely enjoy, and come from a place where you make decisions on the factors and variables you know. And always remind yourself that no matter what this decision is, afterward, your state of mind will change, variables will change, things will unfold. No matter how they unfold, you will make the best out of it. So this is really the first place to start in my idea to tackle FOMO, or the fear of missing out. To start with the initial place of decision. To start with this moment where you make a decision that you could later on regret, compare, wonder, have the noise. Come from a place of love and find a sentence that resonates with you. a trick that I learned when I was a telephonist for pregnancy online in Canada was to write yourself kind of letters when you make decisions, big impacting decisions, especially for the bigger thing, whether it is about a house, about a job, about a career switch, about love, family. Those bigger decisions that could impact you on a bigger scale. When you have only what you know, and you know that that might change, because it always does, it is good to write yourself a letter of, okay, this is my decision as of today because of these and these and these factors, and this is my state of mind right now, this is how I feel. And just keep that letter aside, because 3 weeks later, when you know more, when you learn that the other job you refused was paying like 30,000 more, or when you learn that the party or festival you missed had a special secret act which was your favorite musician or singer, when those things pop up in the future, or when you said no to a party and you end up being in a super high energy mood, when these things come up, you always have that letter that you kept by your side, and you know where you were coming from. And at that moment, the beautiful thing is you can make a new decision. You can choose at that moment to do something for you right now that you feel like doing. Maybe this thing didn't turn up okay. Maybe the job that you declined was actually so awesome and it makes you realize that the job you took isn't resonating with you and you should make it move. You should make a change. We always have the power to make a move, to take a new action, to make a change. And this is so powerful, and I think it's the most powerful thing against FOMO, to realize that even if you end up making a choice that you don't enjoy, that is not so good, at that moment, without wondering if the other old choices were better or if the other old activities were better, ask yourself, okay, right now I think I'm not feeling right. I think this is not right. It's not feeling amazing. What can I do? Always come from a place of action. Come from a place of you can always make a new decision, and this is beautiful. This is the most powerful thing. So I think these two tips are really good to start tackling the fear of missing out. Now, how do you actually learn what you want to do in a specific moment? I think a lot of time our ideas, impulse, choices are driven by seeing it on someone else. Usually you're going to see someone enjoying a certain activity, a certain choice, and you will maybe consider it as a good choice, validate it, and think it's a good idea for you to try it. If it comes from a place of curiosity, if seeing other people picture, travel, ideas, stories inspires you, it is amazing. If you use it as an inspiration and fuel to drive you and give you more energy to take actions toward building a vision, tackling your dreams, seeing countries, traveling, having a new job opportunity, building a self-employed career, if it comes from a place of inspiration, it is incredible. Do not let it fall into a place of comparison. And I think how you can distinguish this and not fall into this pattern is by always coming from a place of, okay, this looks amazing. What does it give me? Why do I feel compelled to do this? And just try to observe it from within. What does it mean for you to travel? What does it mean for you to have a successful career? Why is it important? Why is it resonating with you on a more personal level? And I think if you ask yourself these questions and bring it back to you and not to other people's happiness, and bring it back to your core, your values, your own personality, energy, vibe, what does it mean for you? What is your definition of success? What is your definition of fun when you're traveling? When you start asking yourself these questions, you can take actions that are more aligned with who you are, aligned with what will truly fulfill you and bring you happiness. A lot of time I take the travel example now because I think it's something that really is part of our generation. Traveling is more and more upcoming. Everybody is traveling on a more casual level, going to new countries. It's such an accessible thing to do nowadays with technology, airfare that are every day cheaper and more accessible. And I think when you're traveling, you really come from this place of, okay, so people have seen these things, people have made these lists of things that are nice to see, nice to do. When you're in Paris, you should see the Eiffel Tower. When you're in Italy, you should eat pasta. There's like stereotypes and things from every country that are kind of on the bucket list of so many people. But when you actually arrive in that place, Most of the time, if you haven't already found a travel pace and a lifestyle while you're traveling that really suits you, it can get quite overwhelming. You will usually base your choices on what is most popular, most rated, but we are all so different humans. We are all so different beings. And I think it's important that we start to ask ourselves, what is actually fulfilling us and bringing us joy? If I think my own example, I remember the first year when I was abroad, I visited so many cathedrals and so many museums because it was trendy. It was what people were doing. And I remember one time I was at a museum, I think it was actually in Berlin, and I was walking through it and I remember telling myself, why am I here? I'm not even enjoying this. What am I even doing right now? Like looking at these old historical pieces. I'm not a history fan. I'm not passionate about seeing old pieces of history or stories. It's not what makes me the most happy. I would be much happier actually laying under grass and watching the sky or eating amazing food in a special local restaurant, because that's what I'm into. And I realized that I had been doing so many things just because it was supposed to be cool, it was supposed to be interesting, but it was not me. And I think this is something important to realize, to come to that point of, what do you enjoy doing? What do you really, really love and genuinely enjoy spending your time with? We have such a limited amount of time. We don't know how long we have. We don't know how much opportunity we will have coming our way, if we can come back to a place, be there again. And it doesn't matter. All that matters is if you enjoy sitting in a coffee and writing in your journal, go do it in any coffee of the world you're ending being. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in Nicaragua or Bali or Canada or Ecuador, I don't know, anywhere. It doesn't matter. If you enjoy writing in your notebook, taking walks to the park, hanging out with friends, climbing mountain to see a view, if this is you, go do it. Don't spend time walking pointlessly in museums or visiting archaeological site if you have no interest in archaeology. We have to realize that these bucket lists and these attractions and things are all made to just give options. They're all only options. They're there to give you a choice so that everybody from anywhere in the world that has any kind of interest can find something they love. At the end of the day, all that we build is meant to bring a bit more joy, a bit more purpose in our life, distract us, entertain us, but you have to choose what you're battling for and where your party is at. What do you enjoy doing? Really, I would love if you would take a piece of paper and just ask yourself for once, what is the kind of thing you love doing when you're traveling? What is driving you toward having a certain type of career? What kind of personality are you? And come back to your core, come back to what makes you genuinely happy. Sometimes we realize that it's much more simpler than we thought, and it makes life easier. The second you accept that, you know what, you don't even like parties, you'd rather do board game evening with your friends, you're going to stop going to parties and you're going to start organizing board game evenings. The second you realize that you don't care about cathedrals and archaeological site and towers in the middle of a city that were made by a certain architect because you're not into this and you're more into street graffiti art or hidden art galleries, small cafes, you will stop going to all these bucket list places and find your own joy, find your own party. And I think this is one of the things to defeat FOMO as well. The second you realize what you really enjoy, you will stop wondering what people are enjoying. The second you realize what really truly makes you happy and bring you like a lot of fun and purpose in your life, you will stop wondering if somebody else is having more fun or having more highlighted experience in their life, because you will realize that you are living your life the way you enjoy it most, the way it makes you the most happy. And this is, to me as well, such a powerful thing. You know, it's about not only making a decision, but learning to make decisions for yourself. Learning that it doesn't matter if something has been decided to be special by other people. You are not these people, and you have to decide what is special for you. Even if we think about these bucket list things to see in countries, the truth is, if you go to Italy, there might be a bucket list of 15 things to see, must see, things that are so, so important. But there are, for all the countries in the world, amazing things to see. Are you missing out on Bali if you're in Italy? To what extent do you want to wonder if you're missing out on things? You will not visit everything. You will not be everywhere. And you have to learn that you can't have control over everything and know everything. And just learn to enjoy all these little moments that are unfolding in front of your eyes. When you land somewhere, take a deep breath. Observe the quality of the air. Every place smells different. Every place tastes different. The language or a melody you can listen to. You can just enjoy being somewhere without having to do something, without having to take part in activities. If you're feeling fulfilled sitting on a bench for 3 hours, why would you try to find a dance class to take or a monument to visit? You know, I think this is a good way to start just living more slowly, living with more patience, and realizing that joy isn't found at a specific place and time. It is found right here. It is about how you enjoy the quality of each moment, not about what you're doing, where you are, or how much things and activities and experience you accumulate. If we go into a minimalism kind of direction with this, I think that it's really good to extend it to this way. There is this new trend that people are saying that, you know, you should collect experience and not objects, which I agree with. I think it's good that we stop accumulating material possession and that we switch this into more of accumulating life and learning experience. But it shouldn't be turned into an extreme of having a bucket list of things you did and piling up experience like if it was crystals or books. You know, the minimalism in objects and making your life more spaceful, having more space in your life and having the space to breathe because you're not filled with objects and material possession and you're able to let go of the objects, you should also be able to let go of the experience. You should also be able to not take all the pictures and not color all the countries of the map, because it doesn't matter how much things you did, how much experience you were at or you accumulated. It's about how much you enjoyed each and every single one of them. You know, we don't have to count and be obsessed about doing everything. We have to start loving the simplicity of things. We have to start loving that life is just here. It is it. What is in front of your eyes right now is life. It is all that you've got. And when you start asking yourself what you want to do, maybe you will realize that you don't need so much. You don't need to see all these things, to do all these fancy things, to go to all these parties, to be social when you don't feel like it. All you need is to start listening to yourself and start being minimal about the number of things you have to see and just let go of the numbers. Let go of it for once. Just choose for what you feel like doing and don't hold on to that choice. Don't hold on to the number of experience you accumulate, the number of people you see, and just be satisfied. And again, come from a place of love. You know, this feeling of not being enough, of not doing enough, of doing less than someone else, it also comes from a place of not acceptance of what you genuinely like doing and who you are. If you start accepting that maybe you don't go to all these parties because you don't enjoy it, you will start realizing that it just isn't you and what you're doing is perfect, 100% fine, 100% enough. And you cannot compare yourself to people that you wouldn't like to trade place with. You don't want to go to these parties. It's not your kind of thing. You cannot think they have a happier level of joy because they're choosing these activities that are more socially accepted. You cannot think that someone that has a six-figure business in a makeup industry is happier than you because she has a social exposure when all you love is work in tech and be on your laptop and not have this fame. We are also different. Come from a place of love, accept who you are, accept what you love doing, and stop comparing to people that you don't want to trade place with and that you don't resonate with. We don't have to do everything because we have our own definition of joy and happiness, and we have our own personality, and we have to start to pay attention to ourselves. Listen to yourself. Accept your decisions and accept that the moment that you chose is beautiful. If, however, you are in an unsatisfied place, you're traveling and you're feeling exhausted, drained, you're feeling like you're not really enjoying the activities you're doing, take a moment to sit, grab a pen, and ask yourself, why am I not happy right now? What do I really want to do? What do I really want to see? What is my next move? What action can I take for myself right now that is going to make me feel happier? You don't have to search so far. You don't have to open Google. You don't have to open Yelp or any app to tell you what's cool. Just ask yourself, if you're feeling unsatisfied, what move, what is my next action? And if you're feeling happy, don't doubt your happiness. Don't doubt that your happiness jar is less full than someone else's. Don't doubt that it's not enough. Just be happy that you're happy. Just be content that this is perfectly fine for you right now. So I hope these steps were helpful for you to always have a new mindset about decision making. Come from a place of love in terms of the activities you choose to do. Be a bit more minimal about the amount of things you have to do. And stop comparing yourself because your happiness is not someone else's happiness. And we are all unique in our own way, in our journey, and in who we are. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. It was Marjolaine for Live Mindfully. For more inspiration, please find us on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Yoga with Bo. Thank you so much for tuning in again, and I wish you a lovely week filled with purpose, joy, and ease. Until next time.